This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is in for a snowy couple of days that will likely make travel difficult. Forecasts call for freezing temperatures and up to 3 inches of snow along the Front Range. More is expected in the foothills and the mountains. CDOT's Bob Wilson says hundreds of plows are ready to clear the roads, but drivers need to do their part too.
The biggest thing is to slow down. Use your headlights and give yourself plenty of time, because what might normally take you 10 minutes to get from point A to point B can easily be doubled or tripled.
The weather is expected to clear by Sunday. Authorities say six Colorado Springs police officers have been cleared of misconduct in the arrest of a man during Black Lives Matter protests last summer. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Officers shot Justin Sammons with rubber bullets and then forced him to the ground to place handcuffs on him after he refused orders to leave a downtown street in June. An internal police investigation found the officers justified in that use of force. However, two were reprimanded for not having their body cameras turned on, and one, Sergeant Keith Reedy, was later suspended for posting, quote, "kill them all," on a live stream of another Black Lives Matter protest. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The weather starts off as snow showers tonight with lows around 25 to 30 degrees all across the state. It is 40 in Denver, 39 in Vail. You're listening to CPR News.